Hello everyone, it is Audio Mode Day 23, I think. I don't know, lately I've been having a lot of trouble keeping track of these things, but I think it's Day 23. Well, we'll just assume that it's Day 23, and if it's not, then oh well. But I think it is. A few things to talk about today. First off, Holly's coming tomorrow, which I'm excited about. For people who don't know, Holly is my girlfriend, and we are doing the whole long-distance relationship thing. She lives in Tennessee, I live in Canada, in Ontario, Canada. She is flying up tomorrow, and we'll be spending quite a bit of time here, and then I'll go back to her place in August, and I'll be there for a while until early October, so that should be good. So yeah, I'm excited about that. So I probably won't. Well, I'll get to do an audio boot tomorrow, but it may not be until later on tonight or tomorrow night after we're back. So that should be good. I'm excited about that. And a couple other things. One thing I've been seeing a lot of people talk about lately on audio boot is an app called Melt. And I have the app. There's actually a couple different apps called Melt. Couple different social networking things called Melt, but I think I have the one everyone has been talking about. And so far, I don't really get it. I don't really get the appeal, because it seems like, now granted, I haven't recorded anything yet, but it seems like Audio Boo, except it's not Audio Boo. Like, it seems like the same sort of deal. Like, you leave recordings, Melts, I think they actually call it, and you follow people, and they follow you back, I guess, and except the messages are only 90 seconds. So I don't really get the appeal. I'll probably be playing with it see how that is. I don't know yet what the appeal is. I haven't figured out what the difference is between this and Audio Boo. Yeah, with Audio Mo and Audio Boo, eventually I end up saying Audio Moo, which is never good. Anyway, so I'm not really sure about that. But if you want to follow me over on Melt, I don't know if the term is follow, but if you want to, my username over there is also DHS Darcy, which is actually my username just about everywhere, like Twitter, Facebook. I think just about anything. I think possibly Zello. I can't remember if Zello uses usernames or not. Anywhere where you can have a username, that's probably mine. Which DHS stands for the Darcy and Holly Show. Because that was the first podcast we did. Anyway, last I wanted to talk about something which, if you know me from Twitter, you may have heard me talk about something that happened to me last fall. I just listened to an audio boo from Dreamy Lyrics, and she talked about how she accidentally washed her Fitbit, but it still worked. I had an experience, but I wasn't quite so lucky. I accidentally washed my iPhone back in October, and I am, like, super careful with my stuff under normal circumstances, which I guess just goes to show anyone... Can do this kind of thing, because I'm super careful with my stuff. What happened was, I think I was doing something. I set my phone down on my bed and forgot about it, which is weird, because I usually keep it in my pocket. But I set it down on my bed, forgot all about it, and later on that day, went to wash my sheets and stuff on my bedding. And the phone got all wrapped up in there and went right into the washing machine. I didn't even notice until, I think Holly called me later on, and my iPad rang. I was like, where's my phone? Why is my phone not ringing? And I was like, well, maybe the battery's dead. Like, well, how am I going to find it? I'm like, I bet it's in the washing machine. Went downstairs, opened up the washing machine, and it was right there. It didn't make it into the dryer. When I'd gotten my bed stuff out of the washing machine, went to the dryer, the phone was at the bottom. So, I did the thing that they always say to do, put it in rice for a couple days, and it almost sort of came back. It pretty much worked, except the buttons didn't work. The volume buttons worked, but the screen lock and the home didn't work. So that wasn't any good. So I ended up getting a new phone, which I was actually sort of on the fence. People think that I did this on purpose, because I had an iPhone 4S, and I wanted a 5S, but it was hard to justify buying one. So I ended up getting a 5S anyway, even though I wasn't quite prepared to. And I sold my phone on Gazelle, and surprisingly enough, they gave me a pretty good price for it. I think they gave me like $170, which I was really surprised for a phone that didn't really work properly. So yeah, that was my experience. So, I definitely feel for anyone who had a electronics with laundry related mishap. I think that's everything I want to talk about today. So I will talk to you all tomorrow.